Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He's made me clean by His blood. He's made me holy. I didn't work my way up to be holy. He made me holy. He's made me righteous. Hallelujah! I couldn't have gotten there. No matter how much I prayed or worked or tried to be good, the Bible tells me I would never have gotten there on my own. I could not get there. Why Jesus had to come. To get me where I couldn't go. Hallelujah. Boldly. Right into the presence of the Almighty. An eternal place in the eternal family of God. And if I'll be faithful, a significant place ruling and reigning with Him in His kingdom forever. We've barely scratched the surface of what we've been given. But you must not come with an attitude of entitlement. You know, just because you were born and you're on the planet, somebody owes you something. That's a bad attitude. And it'll cut you off from many blessings. Why is this man here? Somehow, even though he's a soldier, he's used to giving orders, but he's also used to taking orders. He had this revelation when he heard about Jesus and saw what was happening in Jesus' life and ministry. He thought, he probably didn't realize that this is the Messiah, the Christ, but he saw this man's being used of God. This man hears from God. This man has authority. If I can just get him to give the order, we can get what my servant needs. And I have no right to come tell him anything or demand anything of him or require anything. We're making a request as humbly as we know how. Come on, can you see this? You don't owe us anything, Jesus. You don't need to come to my house. Let's keep reading. He said, if you just saying a word and my servant shall be healed. Give the command. And my servant shall be healed. This is how miracles happen. Faith commands. And faith commands are connected to humility and submission. Many times people have not connected the submission to faith. They think, well, that's another subject. Let's talk about that some. What I need right now is faith. You can't separate the two. Do you remember James 4, 6, and 7? He said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But is there something comes before resisting the devil and him fleeing? First thing is, you, it's an understood subject, submit yourself to God. You've got to give God His place over you. Give Him the place that He rightfully has. Take your place under Him. Then you'll be in a position to have faith to make the devil take his place under your feet. And he'll have to run. He's got no choice. But if you're being defiant, rebellious, you're yielding to the enemy. That's his nature. And if you're yielding to him, he knows he doesn't have to yield to you. So you can holler and bark orders all you want to. Nothing's going to happen. The place of submission is the place of protection and power. Hallelujah. We can of our own self do nothing, but in Him we can do all things through the Anointed One. The enemy's not just personally afraid of you after the flesh, but who you are in Christ and that name that you've been given. And if you submit to the Father and do what He tells you to do, then you can give a command of faith. And you have to be obeyed. Yeah. whether it's elements or the enemy.
Right.
Do you believe it, saints?
Yes, sir.
So if you've been given commands and nothing's been happening, check up on how well you've been following commands.
Wow.
Keep reading. I didn't intend to say, I hadn't said that yet in this series, have I? I believe that was the Lord. He said, I'm a man under authority. I have under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and what happens? This is the Roman army. You don't say, I don't feel like it. When you get an order to go, you better go. I say to another, come. What happens? He comes. And I say to my servant, here's the word servant again. You'll see the word servant some five times just in these few verses. Servant, do this, and what happens? He does it. Our God is so great. We have very, very little idea. Now, the Bible tells us that even His eternal power and Godhead are seen, clearly seen, in His creation. Don't look in men's theology books to learn who God is and what God is. Look in the night sky. This is according to God in Romans. He said, that's how you'll see about me. Look at the mountain ranges. Look at the Pacific Ocean. Look at the sun, not for too long. Look at the pictures of we have now of the galaxy. Oh, that's God. That's who He is. That's what He is. When you begin to get just a little bit of a realization of who He is, you've got no problem doing this. If you do, you are woefully ignorant of who you're even dealing with. What kind of being can create the sun? The surface is 10,000 degrees. The pressures are amazing. We're what, 90? It's summertime. Feels pretty hot. But we're like 95 million miles away from it. 95 million. A little bit closer, whew. You wouldn't know what hot is, you'd find out. A little bit further, all glaciers and froze over. And people choose to believe it just randomly happened. I was looking the other day about a total eclipse of the sun. And a total eclipse, even though the moon is 400 times smaller than the sun, it's 400 times closer to us than the sun, which makes a perfect disk to cover it on the total eclipse. Isn't that a coincidence? In the scope of the galaxy, this kind of precision? You're a fool to doubt and reject the notion of the Creator God. Just a fool. And of course, one of the big motivations to reject this is so that you don't have to submit to anybody. This is the nature of the devil himself. If I can say, no, we evolved. It was from the goo to the zoo to you. Somebody say, you're making fun of proven science. Am not. There's a reason why they call it theories. And it defies the laws of physics. Every mutation is a loss of information. Doesn't develop into a higher state of being. People who really in the know, they're dishonest about this stuff. That's another subject. Well, somebody, what do you believe? I believe the front of this book.
Yes.
Genesis.
Yes.
1:1.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody can tell me I'm wrong. They weren't there. They got no records. In the beginning. God.
Yes.
Who now is my Father.
Yes.
my daddy, because of what my brother, Jesus, did for me. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. If you have even a glimpse of the reality of this, you've got no problem bowing your knee. And what we're going to see in just a moment, declaring yourself a servant of God. And seeking to serve His purposes and to please Him. And if you live your whole life and you never seek that, I know I've used the word, but it's just being an absolute fool. Because you're going to find out when you breathe your last what's true. And all your dumb theories are going to be out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
But it can be too late for some things. We have this opportunity in this short life. Our heart is proven. Whether we'll be honest about what we sense and know in our heart and mind and submit to our Father, our Creator, or whether we'll be defiant and rebellious and yield to the evil one, the devil, his enemy. Have you made your choice?
Yes.
Come on, have you made your choice?
Yes.
Then if you've got understanding at all, you have no problem bowing your knee and humbling. Somebody say humbling.
Humbling.
This is not something God's going to make you do or anybody else going to make you do. You humble yourself. You submit yourself. You lose the attitude. You lose all this talk of deserving and entitlement.
Yes.
And you worship and you show gratitude that you exist.
Yes.
How many thankful for gravity? Come on, you'd be floating off the planet. If you is that right? Come on, somebody say, thank you, Lord, for gravity. Come on, take a big breath, take a big breath. A lot of these other planets in our solar system, you'd be breathing methane.
Yes.
Oh my. Methane. You couldn't make it. Isn't it wonderful? God put some oxygen here.
Yes.
Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The synapses in your brain enabling you to think. I mean, thing after thing after thing. God is so vast and so great, and great faith in Him begins with a simple acknowledgement of how big He is, how powerful He is, how all-knowing, how all-wise He is, and giving Him that place and taking under Him willingly. Because in this life, He forces no man. Now, there's people who try to tell you different, but they're wrong.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.